الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This very beautiful form of our Shaykh, may kisi qabil nahi, I'm not worth anything. And in the kitab that we're going to read, we'll also be about doing the same subject, that when a person realizes that I'm useless, I'm not worth anything, that is hasil tasawwuf. That is what is required, that is the time he makes usul ila Allah. When a person negates himself and he liaises himself completely, then he makes connection with Allah Ta'ala. And just that I'm somebody and something, then this is a barrier between him and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. When this reality comes to a person, I'm nothing. Not just the thought that I think like that, and just outward tawadu. That inside I realize I am somebody great, I got lot of knowledge, I got lot of taqwa, but I must make tawadu, I must say I'm nothing. That's not tawadu. That is tasannu'. That is just putting up a front, a picture. The haqiqah from inside a person. And why is that? Hasil tasawwuf. Now there is no pride in that person. And pride is a killer disease. There is no pride, no anger will come. So a person can check if anger is coming, there is still some pride, wrong anger. Right? The right things, no problem. Wrong anger, that means there is still pride. When this will become the case, there will be no ghibat. When a person realizes I'm the worst, he won't make ghibat, he won't speak bad. Ghibat is also from pride. That I think I'm somebody, why don't the people praise me? And I want to drop somebody else. Somebody else, the people are who are saying, think is somebody big, so I'll try and drop that person and I'll speak bad about that person. It also comes from there. Once this is there, that I am nothing, so I need somebody for support. And that only one is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So ibadat will come in its place automatically. Because I know that I've got nothing, I'm useless. So I need a support in order to carry on. And my support is only Allah Ta'ala. So all ibadat will come. And when I need that support, I can't lose that support. So I can't commit any guna. When I'm going to commit guna, Allah is going to be displeased with me. I'll lose the support. So this is hasil tasawwuf when a person realizes this. In the Hadith Sharif, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tawadha'a lillah, a person who humbles himself. And the reality of humility comes in him, lillah, ikhlas. Not for show, not to show people that I'm a very mutawadhi, I'm a very humble person, lillah. What does Allah do? Rafa. Allah raises that person. You don't have to raise yourself up. In the cause of tasawwuf and usul ila Allah, you don't have to become great. Allah will make you great. And he wants to become great himself. Allah leads him. That you want to become great, become great. Now you have to protect yourself, which you can't do. And now people are going to become your enemies. You have to save yourself from that enemies, you can't. And who Allah makes great, who Allah raises up, Allah protects that person. That person doesn't have to worry of his security and protection. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, at the time when the partition of India-Pakistan, the whole political thing was carrying on, and there was the Congress on one side and Muslim League on one side, and they had their opinions and everything, and many people had become great enemies of Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh. Maulana should go for his walk alone, that he preferred to be alone in his morning walk. So one Hindu of Thana Bhavan told Maulana that, don't you know the whole world are your enemies, they want to take your life and you are going alone, you haven't got any security with you. Maulana pointed up and said, Allah is my protector. Then that Hindu said, in that case you don't need any security. Jisko Allah rakhe, kaun inko chakhe? Who can even do any harm to that person whom Allah has given izzat and honor and whom Allah keeps up? So this comes all when that reality of humility comes in a person. And to know what is this humility, that also we have to learn. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Damat Barakatun says that many people, they've got outward tawadu. To this extent they say, my gunas are so much that I can never be forgiven. Allah can't forgive me. I've got lot of gunas. Outwardly it appears this person is very humble, that he says, nothing, I'm such a great sinner. Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh, Allahu Akbar, how he had separated milk from water and shown us haqiqat and reality, He says this person outwardly is great, a great mutawadi, but actually is a very great mutakabbir, very proud person. One is a person has pride in relationship with other people, that I'm better than you, more wealthier than you, a greater alim than you, with regard to people. This person has got pride in relationship to Allah Ta'ala, that my gunas are more greater than your mercy also. That you can't forgive my gunas are more greater than what your mercy is. So this person is a very big mutakabbir. So what is humility also? That also a person has to know. Hey, what is takabbur? Batrul haq wa ghamtul nas. That a person doesn't want to accept the truth when somebody tells him. And he doesn't fulfill the rights of other people. Other than that, if a person wants to wear nice clothes within the limits of Sharia and all the other conditions attached to it, that is not takabbur. If a person, somebody, for example, your student, your murid, your child, he didn't show you respect and you tell him, speak properly, say please, say jazakallah. Now that is not takabbur, that you have to teach him. So if you teach your murid also, like for example, our Shaykh Muhammad Barakatuh, then that also you have to say istidad. When Mir Sahib, he has got that istidad. When on one occasion Mir Sahib was sitting on the Imam's Musalla, which is about that half a centimeter, or 3/4 centimeter higher than the floor, the other Musalla. So you are sitting higher than his Shaykh. Hazrat reprimanded him, how can you sit higher than your Shaykh? Now, so the first people who are sitting around and don't understand, they say Hazrat has got lot of pride. But how we understand this, you must teach your child, say please. That we all understand, that nobody takes it as pride. Like that, to teach the murid like that, on condition he has got the istidad, that the Shaykh understands, feels he's got the istidad, then to correct him like that. So that is not the pride. So to know what is pride is also a subject on its own. Ma'awujud ilm qurb haq jisse haasil nahi. In spite of knowledge, if a person has got lot of knowledge, but he hasn't got the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, so in other words, knowledge is not a guarantee for the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What is the person who has got knowledge? Alim manzil to hai. He's got the knowledge of the destination. Baligh manzil nahi. That he hasn't reached the destination. A person knows the road from here to Johannesburg. How to go to Johannesburg? He's alim manzil. He knows how to go. If you ask him, he'll give you full details from here. Tell how many steps it will take till the door of the masjid, how many steps till outside, how many meters it will be, kilometers till the first stop. From there, everything to the friction will give you details. But he's still sitting here. He's alim manzil. The baligh manzil, the person who has reached there, he's still not there. So ilm is makes you alim manzil, there is no doubt. But to become baligh manzil is that example which Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah is given. Like for example, you want a chicken, you need an egg first. Without an egg you can't get a chicken. You've got an egg, but that's still not your chicken. Until the hand doesn't sit on the egg, till then also you're not going to get your chicken. So the egg is the alim, and baligh is when it sits under the hand. And as Maulana Thani rahmatullah has given the example, it can be a chicken, fowl, egg, or it can be a kabutar, dove, egg, or it can be a partridge egg, whatever. But the hand sits on it, according to what the egg is, that is what is going to come out. So every person, some alim, he's an alim, he's that egg. And somebody else is a more greater egg. Somebody has got more capability, but you'll have to sit under the hand. And you'll have to be under a sheikh. And when you're going to be under a sheikh, whatever you are, your capabilities, that is what you're going to come out. Every person according to his talahiyat and his istidad and his qabiliyat, he'll come out like that. But you'll have to be under a sheikh. Daftar ahl muhabbat, he may, wa daakhil nahi. That person is not recorded in the register of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Who unke halqa ahbab mein shamil nahi. He doesn't sit under the hand. He doesn't sit in connect himself with the lovers of Allah, the ashiqan of Allah Ta'ala. That person, his name won't come even in the register of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. To come in that register, you'll have to connect yourself with one of the walis of Allah Ta'ala. مثل عشق و جنون یہ مجھ کو دکھلائی ہی ہو رہا. The flame of love and madness has shown me the road here. This road is not seen by intelligence. Farzane, intelligent people don't reach here. Khirat, by brains you don't reach here. Diwali diwano ka raasta. There is the road of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Sab Mubarak. Baad mein dana nahi, aakhir nahi. That person is very blessed. He hasn't got all that intelligence, but he's got that love. Very fortunate are those people who are blessed with that love. It is in everyone's heart. That flame is there, but it is covered with all the ash and all the rust and dirt. It just has to be removed. Ahle dil ke dil se tera dil hai, bad dil kis qadar. The people who have got heart, the awliya, the buzurg, ke dil se of their heart, the people of heart, or from their heart, your heart, why is it so much that you are disinclined to them? As you have read in the kitab, the effect of gunas is this, that a person then starts getting their thoughts of righteous people also. Because they stop him from guna, and he wants to live his life. And those people are guiding you to something else, and you want your must be such, you want your name also. You don't want to be called a gunagar, so you try and make them beg. And you turn your heart away from them. And then you start finding fault with Ahlullah. That we find very common, even who are called ulama, they start speaking evil of the mashayikh then. That those people are too strict, or those people are backward, those people don't know what is happening, they're not in contact with the people on the ground, what is happening here. And in others, justify all our things here. They make it a means of justifying themselves. Dil ye kehta hai, tere pehlu mein shayad dil nahi. My heart is telling me, perhaps you haven't got a heart. Because you have become disinclined from Ahlullah. This my thoughts are that you haven't got a heart. You haven't got love in you. You can't devote yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Insan ne wo baar uthaya hai janab. Hazrat Insan, understand, Insan has taken. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard. That amanat we presented on the skies and on the earth. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلَهَا. They refused. They said, oh Allah, we can't. فَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Insan said, yes, we are ready. He ran forward. I'm ready to take it. So you have taken the responsibility. You are insan and you have taken. Now don't say that it's too heavy and it's too strict and it's too hard. You have taken the responsibility. Ho sake jiske zameen wa aasma hamil nahi, which the skies and the earth could not carry, there's a burden and this responsibility, insan, you went forward. And as Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has explained so beautifully, innahu kana zaluman jahula, that this insan made zulm on himself, he ran forward. Jahula dhola. He was very bold. Like for example, Hazrat Ji gives this example, a father saying, who will do this job, pick up this hadith, some thing. And the big brothers, they all refuse, no, we don't want to. And the small little boy who can't, he runs forward, Abba Albi. That is a zulm and jahula. He made zulm on himself and dhola, in that love of his father, that my other brothers don't want to help, Albi. And he runs forward. This is, the skies refuse. What the azim shan makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. The earth refused. Insan so small. He ran forward in the love of Allah. He said, Ya Allah, these others don't want to do your work. Oh, I'm prepared to do it. So you have taken the responsibility. Now take it up properly. Now do your duty which you have to do. Hum agar mitti ke shaklon se kare sar se nazar. If we turn our eyes from this, model or these idols or these forms of made of sand. This beautiful woman, this beautiful houses, cars, they're shining so much, and your house you are shining and cleaning, whatever all this is, it's of sand. That's all what it is. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this very high, tall skyscraper, and your big jet, and all your cars, and all these things, this is just a shekel between sand. It was sand in between for a little while. For a very long time it was only sand. It just gets down for a little while and it's going back to sand. The tall, tall skyscrapers, twin towers. Before that it was all sand. And it came and it stood for a while and it's all gone back into rubble again. your best Mercedes-Benz, your jet, everything. After it's in the scrapyard, afterwards it doesn't even stay in the scrapyard. They also take it out, this car now is just a burden for us here taking place. And then you say dump somewhere and it all goes away. Whatever, that beautiful rose and flower, it is just a picture, a form between sands. Well, it was sand and it's going back to sand again. Today the flower is so beautiful. Tomorrow you see it in such a condition, you yourself throw it, pluck it off, and you throw it away. That is spoiling the garden now. This beautiful woman, at one time, our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatum says, at one time you were prepared to give milk of Bukhara, the whole country of Bukhara for this young girl. I'm prepared to give this, I'll give it to you. Like many old people when they want to get married, nobody wants to marry them, old people. So they say, I'll write the house for you. I'll give you the house. So a person says, milk of Bukhara, tumhare naam likh dunga. But when she becomes old and she comes laughing, now that laugh, you can't tolerate that laugh also. That time for her smile, what wouldn't you do? But now for her laugh also, you don't want to. And she says that you are prepared to give me milk of Bukhara. That person says, what milk of Bukhara? Now I won't even give you aloo Bukhara. I won't even give you peaches now. So that milk, the whole country of Bukhara. I won't even give you aloo Bukhara now. So this is that's the condition. And we'll see her when she's buried. Hazrat says, dig up the grave after a few days. Oh, forget this grave, just leave her body. I love her too much. I'm not going to bury her also. How the body is going to blow up. All the smells that are going to come. One is Wahdahu La Sharik. He has given all the beauty to everyone in the world. And Allah Ta'ala's beauty never declines. Allah Ta'ala's beauty increases all the time. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانٍ. In a different splendor, every split second, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is forever. حَالِقُ لَيْلَا كَمِلْنَا فِرْ كُوِ مُشْكِلْ نَهِ. If you may start a nazar, turn your face from the creation, then Allah is there. That is the price of Allah. La ilaha is the price of Allah. All you have to do is take that price, take your turn away from غَيْرُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Then Allah alone is yours. Allah is only for you. All you have to do is pay the price of la ilaha, and then illallah is there for you, for everyone, whoever wants Allah Ta'ala. Meri nagro ko kare khaira sitaro ki chamak. The shine of the stars dazzle my eyes. Kya meri pesh nagar husn meh kamil nahi. It's not in front of me, the greatest beauty. Once you have seen, my brains are standing astonished, O Allah, in front of your beauty. When a person gets ma'rifat and he looks at the beauty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his brains are completely astonished. He says, my tongue has lost its speech, my eyes has lost its sight. I'm just standing astonished at your beauty, O Allah ta'ala. All that will come, pay the price of la ilaha. La ilaha is not only to make the zikr 100 times, that is in its place, that the reality of la ilaha is to come. First is nafi, and then it is baat. Then a person will get Allah tabarak ta'ala. Naaz us par hai, kisi maqboor se mansoob hoon. Naaz us par hai, this is what my pride is, pride in the sense of shukr. What is my pride? That my contest is with one maqboor banda of Allah ta'ala. And the science of being among maqbooreen is quite clear. We are our mashayikh, we say, Allahu Akbar, Ma'athani rahmatullah alayhi, great, great ulama, mashayikh, I is murid. Clear sign of maqbooliyah. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi, Shaykh al-Islam. Look at their work, look at people who are connected with them, are the clear sign. So a person who is just, my naaz is that I'm connected with the one such wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Warna meri kya haqeeqat, main kisi qabil nahi. Otherwise what am I? I'm not worth a thing. That's nisbat. This is the value of nisbat. Nisbat is a very great thing. To have nisbat with these mashayikh. To wear the stoti. Many people, they just see you. A jamaat came here from Pakistan. They were ulama. They asked me, how is Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dhamad Barakatum? I said, alhamdulillah, very well. I just found him. They say, aapki topi se pehchane, aapko hazrat se nisbat hai. So, nisbat is a very great thing. That kurta, nisbat it shows. Our clothing, everything, this beard shows our nisbat. These are not small things. Very, very great things they are. Kis tarah dekhe sanatillah ki manzil ka khab. And this year to say that I am nothing is easy. Hey, that a person, he said, how can I be seeing the dream of sanatillah, of self-annihilation? What is our object where we want to reach? Why can't I see the dream? Martaba jisko sanati shaykh ka hasil nahi. A person who hasn't got the stage of sanati shaykh. Well, in his heart, well, shaykh, something wrong. It's not right. This is not doing right. That is not doing right. And the whisperings of other people. This is a test in the start. And there's going to come. People are going to come and say, your shaykh did this. Your shaykh is like this. He's like that. Doubts come in our heart. Then we don't have the martaba of sanati shaykh. We can't have the martaba of sanati Allah. This is a preload for it. Allah has made this darul asbab, whether we like it or not. And we can say there is idol worship, and this is hero worship, and how strange that a cricketer, when our young boy, Muhammad and Ahmad and Ismail, he just hits a stroke at his back like somebody, and we call him by a kafir's name. And we are proud to do that, that is not hero worship. That to call him by a kafir's name is quite in order. He's playing soccer and he kicks a ball in a certain way and we call him by a kafir's name. Our little girl cuts her hair like some kafira, like some singer or some film actress, and we call her by the kafira's name. And that is quite in order. But if we just make some little adab ihtiram of some buzurg, then this is hero worship and this is idol worship. And this is shirk and this is now mushrikana rasam and all that. But till the heart is not inclined fully to Ahlullah, it can't be inclined to Allah Ta'ala. This is a requisite of this. And the person has to make dua that Allah saves us. People are going to talk, which share, when people haven't spared Allah Ta'ala. People haven't spared Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person, a Muslim has to have some doubts about Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his iman is not there. So about Hazrat Abu Bakr, Khulafa'i Rashidin, who has been spared? So these things are going, these are the tests which come in the way of a murid. You see how much he is doing. And then what happened? Shaitan possessed. The shaykh is no good. Now take another shaykh. And they are doing the same thing. Take, now you will be a rolling stone. And you're not going to benefit anywhere. You have to pass this test. And then you reach Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah give us all the haqiqat inshallah. We were reading in Sunnah that is just an introduction which we inshallah will complete today to see what are the great benefits in namaz which has been proven, the sunnah and the great benefits in namaz for our dunya's sake. All the benefits of our sunnah, our ibadat for dunya's sake has been written in this kitab. Last week also we did read the first half of it. Hum in barakat wa in namaz se kyun behra hai jinse hamare aslaf malamal se. All the great benefits of namaz, which even in dunya aspect, the more a person gets, he feels light, and then he sees light in all his matters. Dunya's matters also, he's not confused. Everything is clear to him when his namaz is in order. So why are we deprived of this? When our elders, they were filled with this. Allah Jalla Shanu aur uske Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke farman ke mutabik, namaz hamari tamam dukho ka ilaj, aur hamare tamam zakhmo کو مندمل کرنے کا مرہم اور درد کا مداوا ہے. When we make namaz according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a cure for all our problems, all our wounds, and it is a balm for all our pain. لیکن ہم نے اپنی مصلحتوں کے پیش نظر اس عمل خیر کو بے روح بنانے میں کوئی قصر نہیں اٹھا رکھے. But all for our own benefits and our own things, today our namaz, we have destroyed it. A person doesn't make fajr, he doesn't make it with jamaat, he just makes up down. He doesn't make his namaz properly. And he doesn't read namaz on its time, etc. And we say we are happy we made namaz, but the reality of namaz was not there. Jab namaz tamam dukho ka ilaj bataya gaya hai, to kya ye dukh sirf aakhirat ke hai? When namaz has been shown that it is a remedy for all our problems, then what is this, a remedy only for the problems of akhirat? Ya dunya mein bhi hai, or is it for dunya's problems also? Ye namaz dunya aur akhirat ke tamam dukho ka ilaj hai. It is for everything, dunya and akhirat. The qawl is of musulmanon ka kalma namaz durust hoga. Musulmanon ka kalma namaz durust hoga, yani haqeeqat amal ke haqeeqi sanje mein dhali hui hoga, to musulman ghalib aur kafir maghlub hoga. The truth is that if our kalima, la ilaha, it's not just a word which little children chant and we chant, the reality of it comes. Namaz, the reality comes, Muslims will rule the world. Our effort is to bring deen in its reality in our lives. Aur jab humne kalma namaz ki mehnat ko chhoda, to iski haqeeqat dilo se kafoor ho gaye. When today we are not making the effort, who makes zikrullah properly and yet the reality of it? Who is worried about his namaz that it's a reality? Who makes effort on his namaz? In namaz there are so many things. Qiraat must be correct. Who is worried of our qiraat, that our qiraat? Ta'deel arkan, to read it properly. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. What is our effort? For dunya, not only 8 in the morning to 5, 6 in the afternoon is our effort, but even at night our thoughts are in our business. Our minds are engaged. Our dreams are all about our business. Weekends are about the business. A person even goes fishing, but even though he's thinking about it, he goes for hajj also, but he's making dua for his business. Or who makes dua that, oh Allah, grant me a perfect namaz. Make my namaz what namaz. Oh Allah, make my kalima, give me the reality of kalima. Give me the concern. No, we make the dua for all other things. Who makes dua for these things? Our concern is not there. And that is the group who is coming to majlis. Then what about the people outside? Who is worried of this haqeeqat? So this is when we will, that concern will come. And what the concern? A person wants a child and he just got concern, he can't get. He'll have to go through the big process of getting married, looking for a girl. He'll have to make bardash of all her nakhra, all her mizaj, everything. Then he's going to have a child. All that he has to go through. But for deen, no effort. Only that one wizard's dua will be enough. Or we just go for hajj, Allah must be happy and he must give us our deen. We won't even ask him for it. We don't have to ask also. We don't even have to make an effort. Or jis cheez ki haqeeqat nahi rehti, wo cheez qat'i, be'athar aur kham hoti hai. And when the reality of a thing is not there, then it is just a picture. You put a big picture of a lion in your house, the whole wall you fill it up. I'm not talking about the masala whether it's jaiz or not, that is something else. Or a form, statue, what you call it, of a very big lion. Your own small child will go and push his fingers in the eyes of that lion. Will push his whole hand in the mouth of the lion. It's a picture. But let just the roar of a real lion come. What will be the condition of a person? So namaz and our deen, with the picture of deen is one thing, and the reality of it is something else. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made effort, they acquired the reality. We are content with the picture. And with the picture we want the effects of the reality. No, for that reality it is something else. Aaj hamari namazin, jandar kiyo nahi, yahi char sajde aur do rakate, hi to thi jinse sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ahle bayt aur awliya-i kiram ne kainat ki nizam ko talab diya tha. The same namaz, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya, they changed the whole condition of the world. Wo namaz haqeeqat se labreez, aur hamari namaz be haqeeqat aur be asar. They had reality in their namaz, our namaz is just an outward form. Matalan, ek sahab ne rifle ki goli sher ko mari, ke suna hai ki isse sher mar jata hai. Lekin sher ne kya marna tha, usse bari mushkil se apni jaan bachani pari. Ab logo ko kehta firta hai ki ye baat qat'i jhooti hai, ke gholi se sher marta hai. A person heard that a bullet kills a lion. So he took the bullet and he threw it at the lion. What will the lion die? For him to save his life became a problem. And then he tells the people are lying. They say bullet kills the lion. The one person, ek sahib ne rifle ki gholi, ek sahib akal ne is mard nada ko samjhaya ki gholi baatar hai. لیکن اگر اس کو رائفل میں رکھ کر استعمال کیا جائے کیونکہ بغیر رائفل کے گولی کے کوئی حیثیت نہیں. One person told him that bullet 100% kills the lion, but when you put it in a rifle and you shoot it from your gun, from your rifle, not just that you throw it with your hand. اسی طرح آج ہماری نمازیں یعنی گولی تو ہے, our namaz is the bullet, namaz is namaz. لیکن ایمان و تقوی خشوع و خضوع کے رائے پر نہیں ہے. But you haven't got the gun of iman and taqwa and the tawadu, khushu, khudu. You haven't got the rifle of it. We've just got the bullet. اس لیے یہ نمازیں بے اثر ہے. Therefore our نمازیں haven't got that effect in it. تو بے اثر نمازیں جہاں دنیا کے کام نہیں بناتے, سوچنے کی بات ہے. وہ اتنی بڑی جنت جس کی لمبائی کائنات سے زیادہ ہے کیسے دلوائیں گے؟ When this نمازیں can't sort out our دنیا's problem, how is that namaz going to give us our jannah? Undoubtedly, the faraz is off our head. We're making our namaz. Inshallah, the sawab also. But the effect of it, you bought your fridge, stove, all your appliances, they are there, you've got them. But they can't work till the connection is not made. Till current is not coming. Your namaz, roza, zakat is there. 100% you made it, it's there. But the effect of it, what it could do for you, is when the connection will be made. مسلمان اور کافر کے درمیان فرق اور سب سے بڑا فرق صرف نماز کا ہے. The difference of real difference of a Muslim and a non-Muslim is this نماز. جب مسلمان نماز پڑھتا ہے تو جہاں اس کی آخرت بنتی ہے وہاں دنیا بھی بنتی ہے. When a Muslim makes نماز, where his آخرت is being made, نماز in a reality, his نماز will make his دنیا also. تو آئے تحقیق کی نظر سے نماز کو دیکھیں. Now in front he says, let us look properly what is نماز. کہ اس سے دنیا کے کتنے انعامات حاصل ہوتے ہیں. That نماز is not only a daily matter, not only for آخرت. How many benefits there are in دنیا for us in our نماز, that he starts discussing. The first is prayer and body health. The health of the body with regard to نماز. May Allah grant us this, this concern to make our نماز a نماز and make the proper effort. We make effort here in Ramzan only. But it should be everyone's concern all the time that how can I improve my namaz all the time. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam ki abdiyat. Nazam also mashallah by just told about abdiyat, tawazu. And today's subject is also that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam ke saamne hudhud ne jab tazkira kiya ke mulk saba mein Bilqis jo ek jinniya ki ladki thi ki bari badshah dekh kar aaya hoon. تو آپ نے اس کے نام ایک خط لکھ کر دیا کہ اس کا جواب لاؤ. When Hudhud, a bird, brought the information to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that Bilqis was the daughter of a jinni, jinniya, that she has got a very big kingdom. So Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter, deliver it to her and bring the reply from her. Surah Namal میں حد تعالی نے اس واقعہ کو بیان فرمایا. سبحان اللہ, خط کا عنوان عجیب شان عبدیت لیے ہوئے ہے. خط کا عنوان یہ ہے. Then Surah Namal in the Quran Sharif, Allah has given the details of this, and this letter which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wrote, Allah quoted it, and there are lessons for us. It's not just a letter, historical matter, but for us to take lessons. Yes, some of those lessons. What was the letter? He wrote in the beginning, إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَانِ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّا تَعَلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأَتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Undoubtedly, there is a letter from Sulaiman. And I start it in the name of Allah, Rahman, Rahim. That don't be proud and don't show pride. Come to me, submitting yourself, Muslimin. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam ne apne wala nama mein innahum min Sulaiman tahreer farmaya. There is a very important point that he wrote. It is from Sulaiman alayhi salam. Apne naam ke saath apna koi laqab nahi likha. Halanki aap itne bade badshah the ki aapki hukumat insano ke alawa jinno par اور تمام پرندوں پر بھی تھے. What a great kingdom. But he didn't say anything of that from the great kingdom. He is highness. He is royalty. He had the royal highness. Nothing of that. Simply his name. This is from Sulaiman. آپ تمام پرندوں کی بیلیاں سمجھ لیتے تھے. اس شان کی سلطنت کے باوجود آپ نے اپنے والا نامہ میں صرف اپنا نام تحریر فرمایا. All he wrote is from Sulaiman. What a great king. And the more higher a person, his tawadu is more greater. An ordinary person, that is different. But a person like that, his tawadu is even more greater. حَتَّى عَلَى شَانُهُ کا نام جہاں ہو وہاں عبودیت کا مقتضی یہی تھا. Where the name of Allah is in the heart, that person, he automatically, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّ. A person who knows I'm nothing, the greatness of Allah will be in that heart of him. But a person who thinks I'm something, then the greatness of Allah is not in that person's heart. When a person has got that haqiqi tawadu, and automatically then everything of his, it's not that after he thinks like we all, I should have said this. They say, after it, no, on the spur of the moment, that tawadu, like a person is in flow, in hunger, it governs his thought, it governs his speech, it governs his program. Like that, if the tawadu is there, it governs everything of him. Otherwise, that is afterwards the sunnah. We are just making up a story then. To bilkul na reh, yani apne, to bilkul na reh, yani apne, apne ko mita de. The one form in which it is that you don't remain, annihilate your desires, your wishes, subject them totally to Allah Ta'ala. Yehi mita na bandagi ke liye kamal hai. This, annihilating yourself, this is the command of a banda. You are a banda. Allah said you are faqir, registers you. In the register that you are a faqir, so be a faqir, that is when you have reached your reality. Ja, apne, tam tamate ye saari chiraag hasti ko, us haqeeqi baqi aftaab haq ki jalalat wa azmat shaan ke samne pana kar de. Your little lamp which is dying off, last little flicker, just completely put it off in front of the light of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But usi ka naam wisal hai. Once you have done this, this is usul in Allah. When you have lowered yourself completely, this is usul in Allah. Maulana farmate hai, ke hat ta'ala ki jalalat wa azmat shaan ke saamne, tum bajus, bechargi, aur aajizi ka ke izhar, ke naaz aur khubi, mat dikhao. In front of the greatness of Allah ta'ala, don't show that who are you, that you are something. Finish, remove that completely. Jab tum Yusuf nahi ho, when you are not Yusuf, you are not a close person, yani ba'atibar apni zaat ke pani, aaj is muhtaj ho, when you, according to your very nature, you are going to get finished. And you haven't got your guarantee for your life for 1 second also. One person drinking a cup of tea, lifts the cup unless he falls down dead. A person signing a big check, puts his pen down, wrote out the whole check, the figures, the words, and when he has to make a signature, his hand doesn't move. Who are you? All your wealth, all your power, what have you got? You have got nothing. So when you realize that you are this, so Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam ki taraf, giriya uzhari ke raah, Allah Ta'ala ke saath ikhtiyar karo. When a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he also is crying in front of Allah, oh Allah, I can't do anything, you help me. That is the condition that should come. Magar Allah Ta'ala ne is sari unwan mein ajeeb asar paida farma diya, kyunki man tawaza alillah rafa'ahu Allah, jo apne ko Allah ke liye gira deta hai, usko Allah Ta'ala buland farma deta hai. So what is the lesson here? That who humbles himself sincerely for Allah Ta'ala, realizes that Allah Ta'ala raises that person and makes him very high and takes him very high. And this comes with zikrullah, this comes with sohbate, with the sohbate of the shaykh. In front of other people, normally a person feels he's somebody. At home, he's a lion in front of the wife, in his house. But when he comes to shaykh, then he humbles himself. That is why he starts learning it, slowly. Now he is not prepared to pick up anyone's shoe. Even if his leg is not prepared to kick somebody's shoe in his place. But shaykh shoes he puts it properly. And then Allah creates all the other qualities within that person. We read that in the next kitab, the ilaj for gunas. When a person is habitual with gunas, then how to treat it, to take out that. A person got, like this Amils, they say, that very old jadu, very hard, impossible to take it out. All the fake things what they say. Now we think some gunas of ours, very old guna. I'm such a papi and such a adi of it, that I can't, this guna I can't give up. No, there is definitely ilaj for it. And that is what Hazrat is discussing. So the introduction of this also was, that don't be bold in committing guna. And don't think that I've got the treatment of Toba, so I'll make gunas and I'll just use my treatment of Toba. Undoubtedly Allah forgives any person. But we don't know when Allah takes away that tawfiq of Toba. And again, yeah, when Allah takes that away from a person, he's bold of guna, then one of the effects which Hazrat writes here is that a person then doesn't stop coming majlis. It's not that he's too busy now, or he hasn't got time. When shaitan wants to destroy him, or Allah decides, this person here, he has committed such gunas,
and he has made such gustakhi of awliya or any other such guna that he must be destroyed, then that person, it comes in his heart, there is waste of time going majlis. And what do you get there? You don't get anything there. He stays away. Then he goes more into guna. And the Allah Ta'ala says, حتى إذا فتحنا عليهم بابا فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به. When they don't pay attention to what they are reminded over and over, فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء. We open the doors of all gunas now to that person. And that person feels, I was so sickly I couldn't do. Now he's got very good health. And now he commits more gunas. He was poor, he didn't have money. Many gunas he wanted to, but he couldn't, he didn't have money. Now he's got lot of money. He was very busy, he didn't have time at all to think of any guna. Now he's got free time. And he uses that, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, until they become very proud, oh, we are like this, we are like that now, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We take them to task suddenly, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and they don't know what knocked them from what side. What happened suddenly, they don't know. So that is a very serious condition which a person must worry about. توبہ کی غزہ کا ذوق ہر مست کا حصہ نہیں. That to make tawbah, it's not in everyone's share. That a person has this, that, oh, ya Allah, what a guna I made, make me maaf. And the person just carries on making gunas, and he makes a joke out of it. He doesn't worry about it. تشریع بالا سے یہ بات معلوم ہو گئے کہ مسلسل نافرمانیوں کے عادت میں مبتلا رہنے کے باوجود تزکیہ کے اہتمام نہ کرنا اور ترک معصیت کے تدابیر نہ معلوم کرنا دو خطرناک مصیبتوں میں گرفتار کرتا ہے. From this discussion which took place in front, it is clear when a person keeps on making gunas and he's not worried of remedying himself. Let me just carry on my life as it don't upset the apple cart. Life is carrying on, just carry on. Now why you want to go in parda? We are carrying on nicely, you are coming to the shop, you are helping me in the shop, and everything is going nice. Why you want to change your life now and you want to go in parda? Now why you want to keep a beard? What was short in your life? Everything is carrying on, now why you want to keep a beard? Why you want to change your life? Whatever. We weren't getting up for namaz, we should get up to 8 o'clock and make our namaz that time. Now you're going to upset everything, you're not going to have a good sleep, you want to get up now 4 o'clock. And you want to get up for Fajr, etc. All this type of thing, when a person just wants to carry on with his life and doesn't think of making tawbah. Well, there are two great harms as what he's discussing here. Ek ye ke aisa aadmi hatta ala ke raah mein anwar wa barakat e qurb ke khaas se mehroom rehta hai. He'll never come to the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Zahir hai, and he'll never even understand it. And he'll in fact make a joke of other people who want to make an effort to get that qurb and closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Whenever you talk to them, they'll say, there again, now going on and on, just lecturing again. Zahir hai ke anwar ta'at wa azkar zulmat maasi se kabhi bilkul ya salb ho jate hai, aur kabhi had darja ye anwar bekayf aur muzmahil hote hain. It is quite clear that the anwarat of obedience of Allah Ta'ala by guna, commitment of guna, sometimes it's taken away completely. And sometimes then anwarat become less. A person, for example, is very much interested in seeing commentary, cricket, for example. He makes his asr namaz, zohar namaz, whichever namaz, find some other country they are playing, isha namaz, and immediately goes and see his TV again. What will happen, the TV's effect, next day, he'll miss his isha namaz, or he's going to make it without takbir-e-ula, or he's going to make it at home. And what's going to happen after that, he'll even leave out his namaz. He'll be too tired, he won't even make. So the gunas have this effect, that the ta'at we are doing, it removes it gradually. اسی مضمون کی تائید حضرت عارف رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ شعر سے ہوتی ہے. ہائے افسوس, ہائے افسوس, ہائے افسوس کہ ہماری روح کا ایسا منور چاند جو کثرت ذکر سے مثل بدر کی روشن تھا, ہمارے ظلمات معاصی کے ابر میں مخفی ہو گیا. That when a person, because of his ibadat, Maulana say, Maha Jalaluddin Rumi, ah, what a pity, what a pity, what a pity, that heart that became like the 14th full moon, what ibadat, etc., what guna, it's hidden away now in the clouds. And now you can't see that moon. Dusre ye ke, the second harm of it. Ye ke aisa aadmi har waqt ala ma'arid al-khatar hai. That person is on a decline, all the time going down. Yani, چاہے تردد و زلالت کے کنارے کھرا ہے. He's standing at the brink of the well of زلالت, of misguidance. He's standing there. He's going to fall into it any time. نہ معلوم کب کوئی گھڑی ایسی آ جائے کہ اپنی عادتیں معصیت کے مطابق گناہ کرے اور گرفت ہو جائے. That according to his habit of guna, never making توبہ استغفار, just carrying on wildly what is guna, that he'll be caught by Allah Ta'ala. اور تجلی صفت رحمت و حلم مبدل بتجلی قہر و انتقام ہو جائے. And all the time what was he? In the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And in Allah Ta'ala's hilam, tolerance. Now this can be changed any moment. Don't take this. Allah hasn't given anyone guarantee. You can commit your gunas as you want to carry on, and we are just going to be good to you. Suddenly a person becomes paralyzed. He loses his eyesight. Hey, how, what happens to your very dear and close one? We see what musibat comes on them. You involved in that musibat. You don't know when this can happen, when this can fall upon you. So don't carry on with your gunas. And especially certain gunas, one are zahiri, akhlaqi gunas, which are bad. Gunas of zina, of lying, etc. But the awliya, to speak bad about them, intrasood, disobedience of parents, etc., making a joke out of deen, etc., talking about the life of the qabr, about akhirat, making a joke about that, those are very dangerous things. There a person falls very, very hard. And that you are in the rahmat of Allah and in the hilam of Allah, Allah changes it now to his qahar, his anger, his wrath, and his revenge, intiqam. When Allah wants to take a revenge from a person, what's going to happen to that person after this? Jiske natije mein aainda taufeeq istighfar na ho. The result of this, that you don't make istighfar anymore. Aur shuda ye zulmat sare qalb ko zang aalood kar de. And gradually, this makes puts rust on the whole heart completely. Hatta ke zikr se wahshat wa nafrat hone lage. Then what happens? That a person, not only so much that he starts speaking bad about zikr, he stops people. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّا مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَن يُذْكَرَ. Then this person tells people, don't make zikr in the masjid. He will stop the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And he will dislike. It comes in a hadith sharif. The love of zikr is a sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And to dislike zikr is a sign of the dislike of Allah Ta'ala. A person just becomes this condition. Maulana Abu Bakr Ghazi Puri, Damat Barakatum said, yeah. When people go in this condition, big ulama, when they started going off, they started proving to stand and urinate is jais. There is nothing wrong in standing and urinating. When misq of the akal takes place, what Mala Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi wrote, this ummat Allah has saved from misq of the badan, that you turn into a monkey, into a pig, that your form changes. But misq of the akal is in this ummat also. Then you start speaking against great akabir and buzurgs, and you start finding fault in them also. Then you go to the extent of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And all the waqiyat which come in the hadith, you start giving funny interpretations, and you become, not only you become misguided, you misguide other people, and all their guna also on you. So there is all the effects of guna. And this starts from small guna. And then it grows bigger. So don't think small guna. استحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. We think that they are small, but by Allah, they are very big things. We don't know where it leads to. Ya Hazrat has written that it even reaches that a person's mort comes on kufr, na'uzu billah. So no, we shouldn't be just thinking that guna is guna, doesn't matter. I'll just make tawbah and that. We don't know where it can lead a person to. Hatta ke zikr se wahshat hone lage. Aur phir marboud hokar su'e khatima ke lanat ka tauk pehen kar jahannam mein chala jaye. And may Allah save us all, hatta ala hum sabko isse mehfooz rakhe. This gunas then take a person that he doesn't get topic of tawbah. And he goes bigger in gunas, then the necklace of kufr comes onto him and he dies in this condition. In do khatarnaak muhlikat ke pesh nazar ye baat wazi ho gayi ke jis gunah ke aadat par gayi uske ilaaj mein ghaflat aur befikri hargiz na karni chahiye. That what guna, a person has got a habit, don't be just unmindful of it and think it's a small thing, it doesn't matter or something like that. حَتَّى عَلَىٰ كَفَزَ الْوَحْسَانِ هَيْ كَمُجْ نَاكَارَ كُوْ اِسْ دَسْتُورُ الْعَمَلْ كِي تَرْتِيبِ كِي تَوْفِيقِ بَخْشِي هَيْ. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, Hazrat says, that on a being like me, Allah gave me the topic to give this prescription of how to get saved from these gunas. جس پر عمل کر کے سالکین بد نگاہی و عشق مجازی کی سال ہر سال پرانی بیماریوں سے شفا یاب ہو چکے ہیں. That people who had this guna or this bimari, this illness of looking at strange woman and of عشق مجازی illicit love affairs, they got treated and remedied. اور یہ دستور العمل بزرگوں کے ارشادات ہیں. اینڈ دس از حضرت سے از ناٹ مائن بٹ واٹ بزرگ ہیو پرسکرائبڈ اٹ از دیٹ. اور قرآن حدیث ہی سے استنباط کردہ ہے. اینڈ اٹس ڈیڈیوس اینڈ ٹیکن آؤٹ فرام دا قرآن شریف. عشق مجازی اور بدنگاہی اور تمام علائق کو سوختہ کرنے کے لیے اس قدر اکثیر ہے کہ سبحان اللہ بیان سے باہر ہے. منشا فل یجرب دس سچ اے بیماری وچ پیپل ان دا ہول ورلڈ ٹوڈے. حضرت سیز دس از این اپیڈیمک ان دا ہول ورلڈ. ایک دا موسٹ کامن بیماری روحانی اسپرچل بیماری وچ ڈسٹرائز آور دنیا آلسو از دس illicit love affairs. Looking at strange women, to thinking about them all the time, evil ways, etc., all that. This is that bimari. But this prescription will burn out that completely. You won't, that desire won't be left. You, and when a mind, person's mind is pure, see his relationship with his wife. Today, generally, I don't enjoy my husband, I don't enjoy my wife. It is because of this. And people are suffering in this. Your halal wife is there, you can't enjoy. And you just imagine, as it is written here also, that a bat, it only enjoys in darkness. What does the bat know about the royal, the king and the royal palace? That the bird which of the royal palace, it flies high up in the air. So when a person, his taste has become like this, then his halal wife is not enjoyable to him. But haram he enjoys. When a person reaches this state that haram is delicious, so much so that the thought of haram, you are all the time in the thought of haram. When you are with your halal wife also, your thoughts are in a haram woman. So when this is the condition, what enjoyment can then be a person's life? But when a person starts enjoying, and his wife is his girlfriend also, his wife is his newlywed wife all the time. He's all the time making girlfriend, I'm saying how the common sense, how people understand. Girlfriend is very special to them. Wife is taken for granted, she is nothing. And the girlfriend is everything. But when your wife will become your dearest one, and your marriage is not, never becomes old, all the time you are having your honeymoon with your wife all the time. Wow, what enjoyment is that person's life? So this will come, Hazrat says, this prescription, whoever will make amal will get this. It is very, very beneficial. Subhanallah, what must I say? Man shaa fal yujarrib. Whoever wishes, there is a challenge. Test it and you will see. This medicine is such, it will give you your results. Is dasturul amal par amal karne ki barakat wa thamarat alawa ilaj bad nigahi wa ishq majazi hazb zail aur bhi hai. This prescription which Hazrat Sayyid has prescribed, besides these two terrible diseases of ishq majazi, illicit love affairs, and bad nigahi, looking at strange human, there are a lot of other benefits also which Allah, which Hazrat has enumerated, and then he has given the prescription also. May Allah open our hearts, let us realize the importance of our Islam and to change our lifestyle and all other gunas, not only these, that we change and see them. And just a few of such people will change the condition of the world. Wallah, this is what Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made amal. Jihad comes on its place and then the condition of the world changes. But first, these things have to come into us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Yaar hai, yaar ab tu mera, aur main tera yaar ho. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar raho. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere, mast raho sarshar raho. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar raho. Ab to rahe bas taaj mein aakhir, wird-e zubaan mere ina. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Oh Allah, you make me your beloved. You become mine and I want to become yours as well. And I have love only for you, Allah. I take myself away from makhluk and creation and I wish to become only yours. I wish to become intoxicated in your muhabbat and your love and pleased with you, thinking of you all the time. I don't think of anything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya rahe ya rab tu mera, aur main tera yaar ho. مجھکو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہو ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہو ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو اب تو رہے بس ساج میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
There's no معبود حقیقی except Allah. None worthy of worship except Allah. None in existence except Allah. No مشہور حقیقی except Allah. مقصود حقیقی only Allah. موجود حقیقی only Allah. Attention should be only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دو کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے
Oh Allah, in your محبت and in your love, I forget everything except Allah. I only have the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm prepared to sacrifice my house and everything. Only my heart should be inhabited with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دو کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب دربار لٹا دو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو
I put a flame to all my happiness, all the pleasures of this dunya. And gham se tere dil shad rahe, and in gham and the love of Allah, and the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find pleasure in that and I'm pleased with it.
سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ
One is the outward enemy, that is shaitan. And one is from inside, the nafs. Oh Allah, they are destroying me. Eh, mere maula, meri madad kar. Oh Allah, make my madad, make my assistance. You assist me, there is none except you. Chahta hu main teri pana. I'm looking for pana and safety and security only in you.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح
I'm the most sinful from all the creation. As far as akhlaq and character goes as well, I am the worst from all the creation. And oh Allah, you are ghaffar. You are most forgiving. Bakhsh de mere sare guna. Forgive all my gunas and forgive all my sins.
Mujh sa khalq mein koi nahi go. بد کرداروں مسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکل میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوتے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ ولا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ واللہ make it possible in all the time, all every moment I'm only making your dhikr. And for my halak as well, for my throat, instead of me breathing, your dhikr and your name, I should be taking your name at all times.
جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے
As long as his heart is in my body and as long as life, then oh Allah, on my tongue, on my lips, I should have your name. And in your heart, I should have your realization. And thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be thinking and pondering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time.
جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب میں پرہ ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا ایک آن رہے اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آله وصحبه اجمعین اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم افتح أبصار قلوبنا من ذكرك وأتمم علينا من نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آنکھ پھوڑ کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے, صرف قیامت باقی ہے, سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے, موج سے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے, اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمان پر کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی, روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی, دل میں خدا کا نام بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی, چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہیں ماشاء اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں, ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو, اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورے دبائے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ, تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورنے زبائے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ, یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دو کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے, تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دو خانہ یہ دل آباد رہے, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے,
سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل میرا اکان رہے اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ تسبیح افتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بچائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ پھونکا کس نے اس کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے تل قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سورہ رحمان پر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی
دل میں خدا کا نام بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہیں ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سورہ رحمان پر کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی دل میں خدا کا نام بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہیں ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
میں مراقبہ لسل